collaboration with Siakast TV. My name is Francis Coleman, and I'm going to be your host for today's show. And I have with me Fatou Kaba and Peter Bobo Kagbo. They're going to be my guests for today's program, and I'm going to open the floor so they can introduce themselves properly. Hello, Fatou. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
My name is Kaba. I'm currently a senior student here at Manchester University, majoring in Pittsburgh with minor in entrepreneurship. I'm originally from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah. How about you, Peter? Can you just introduce yourself?
Yeah, is it better now?
Yeah, I think it's better now.
I'm a senior at Boston University, majoring at the lab, and minoring in
Oh, okay, cool. So today, the topic of today's program is the journey of international student. I know it's a kind of like an interesting topic, so we're going to discuss about our experience and how we came about applying to colleges and how we got into colleges and the lifestyle, all the trials and the university lifestyle, so we can let the audience know, and also the youth out there in Africa, and also for students who don't know about going about this process, because you guys are currently finishing your 4 years of education and undergraduate, and then you're going to soon graduate this year, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So right. It's so interesting. So I would love to have you guys share your journey with the guests today. So I'm going to start with Fatou. So Fatou, like we're going to kickstart by explaining about how you know about colleges, how you're in the US, and how you came about the process and things like that.
So my journey to college was like a little long journey that I got exposed to different paths. The first one started with YAS. Went for the Young Africans program.
Exactly.
ACT preparation, writing college essays and all those things. After I came from YAS, I had like little understanding about what colleges in the US look like and how to go about the process. But then within a few months after I came from YAS, I got accepted into this program from Smart Liberia. It's a one-year program called the Leaf Labor Scholars Program, where we did different trainings on entrepreneurship, leadership development. And a crucial part of the gap year program was also helping us to identify colleges in the US and submitting our application. So we studied for about 2-3 months to take the SAT. And after that, Smart Liberia helped us have people, like some of their team members, edit our essays and apply to colleges in the US.
Wow, that's really incredible. And then for those of you who don't know, like Fatou and I, we met at Ghana during the YAS program 2017, and that was like it was really incredible. Like it was like a kickstart for like the whole journey to my lifestyle, to my leadership, and also that like this program got us exposed to colleges. Like because like as for me, when I was in junior high school, I wanted to come and study here in the US, but like, how can I get about this process? And I was like, okay, I have this ambition and things like that, but I never knew. So when we applied for the YAS program and then we got accepted, so like everything was like, okay, this is what we need to know. This is the exam that we need to take, like the ACT, and then get introduced to like the university lifestyle, and then meet a lot of admission officers from top universities out in the US. So that was really an incredible journey, and everything started from there. And then coming over to you, Peter. So like the most interesting thing is like when I was applying for colleges 2018, 2019, so the mentor Yas gave me, her name is Maria. She's currently a student at Boston College. So like when I was doing my college in application, she was like, Francis, I know a guy from Sierra Leone. I just saw like Boston University just posted his pictures, and they was like, he's actually doing good. And then maybe you can get in touch with him and then he's gonna walk you through the process. I was like, okay. And then like he screenshot the post from Peter, and then when I saw the pictures, like, yo, I need to hit this guy up. We need to get in touch. So like I hit Peter up and then the connection just started from there. So yeah, so Peter, and then like I saw like you said that you came to the US like 4 years on like 8 years back, and can you just tell the listeners about your journey, like how everything started from, like what brought you here, like what brought you here?
I hope you guys can hear me now better with my audio. So I was fortunate enough to get a soccer scholarship. And I was here, I came in the summer of 2013 for high school. I went to high school in California, a private boarding school. And I was there for 4 years, and just through soccer, playing around the country, traveling and stuff. I was fortunate to be in a very good team, and I got lucky, and just through my skills and stuff playing, I got scouted by Boston University. I got another scholarship, a full scholarship to come continue my education here. Graduating now by the end of this year. So just through soccer, I mean, I took the SAT also to come to the university here, to this college. It's a very hard university to get into, so I had to keep up my grades in high school, and just work hard every day. And yeah, like almost done. Really excited to graduate soon and just
So like
move on with life.
actually Peter, like what I want to know is like how do you get to know, like how do you come about the process, like when you were in Sierra Leone, because you came from Sierra Leone and things like that, like how do you get this scholarship, like and you were not staying in the city, you were staying all the way like one of the provinces in of Freetown of Sierra Leone, and then how did the guys like how did they spot you out there? Yeah, that's all I want to know, because we have a lot of football players out there and they want to know about this. So can you just explain to the guest about how everything started?
So, Craig Bellamy, I was one of the first few selected to be part of the Ole Academy in Sierra Leone. That started back in 2010. I was selected to be part of an academy in Tombo. It's like a residence academy. I was like 12 years old, and I was just lucky. It was very hard to get into. You know, like obviously in Sierra Leone, everyone. So like the competition is huge. Like they were scouting all over the country in Makini, Bor, Freetown, and I got selected. Like I was the only one from Makini that was fortunate enough to make it at the end. And I was there for a year and a half. I was just going to school there and playing soccer twice a day in the morning and in the evening. And
Seriously, Peter, you must be a good player. Like, you must be a good player to get selected, to get spotted, especially in Africa. And all the way from Sierra Leone to get spotted for to go into Bellamy Academy, and then from Bellamy Academy got spotted to get a full ride scholarship to come here for high school. That means you must be like a Messi or something. I don't know. Exactly.
I'm very humble. I don't think so. I feel like I just work hard every day and focus on just getting better in terms of soccer. Obviously, in Africa, we have so much talent, and I
Exactly.
just been with God and just my hard work and like just keep working hard every day. And up to this day, I'm just humble with like all the opportunities that I get. But it was very difficult at the academy because everyone is just as good as you
I
or even
know
better.
why. I know why.
There's a lot of competition, and so we had one of our volunteer teachers that was teaching. She came from the States to teach English at the academy, and she just fell in love with the country and the academy and us. And she was like, she wanted to give like scholarships to kids to come like continue their education in the States. So she came back to California and she said, oh, like she's gonna talk to her alma mater, like her high school. Her name is Kelsey Sullivan, and she's like the kindest soul to ever exist. And so she went, but she came back to California and was like, oh, I have these kids from Sierra Leone. They're really good footballers and they're good students. I was wondering if you get scholarships to them and stuff. And thankfully everything worked out. And then he had to come to like the other aspect of it. Like she has to select some of us to come here over here in California to continue like a high school education. And it was very difficult because like anyone deserves it, to be honest. So I was fortunate to like be the second group to selected to come to dance school. and further my education. That's how it came to be. And then she became our host family here. We like stay with her. She took by the end, by my senior year in high school, it was like 10 of us at the house, like over 10 plus kids from
Wow.
Syria. And we all went to high school, all like private boarding schools that even like kids here can't even afford to go to. So like we were very
Exactly. So like I'm coming back to you for two, like after the YAS program, like every one of us go back to our countries, and then like we started applying to colleges. Some apply and then go like a full ride scholarship, and then because it's easier to apply and get accepted but not get a full ride. And because like when you're thinking about the cost for African student and also international student to come study here in the US, when you, that's a lot of money, bro. That's a lot of money. Like you cannot afford to pay like $25,000, like because some schools they give you like a 24, like a partial scholarship, and only if you got accepted to the Ivy League or whatsoever like school that like they got money so they can pay for you. But how do you come about Manchester University? Like how do you get like the full ride scholarship to come over here? That's pretty tough.
Let's make it clear that I don't have a full ride scholarship. So what happened is that after I went back home, I Smart Liberia is like a non-governmental organization back home that basically runs different program to help young people become better leaders for the country. So the gap year program, which I mentioned earlier, the Leave Liberia Scholars Program, they put out application like every year and allow students to compete for the program. So during my time, we did an online application first, and after then we did an aptitude test. We also went for a group interview and then an individual interview. Submitted all of our high school transcripts and recommendations. So, and in the end, we're more than 100 people that apply, but they only took 12 students, which they take every
Wow.
year. And those 12 students, they help us. They like it was a rigorous program. A lot of readings, a lot of writing. It's almost like similar to ALA, but
Oh,
just
yeah.
like it goes for just 1 year.
Okay.
So we went through this program, did all of this training, college preparation. In the end, we applied to colleges through Smart Liberia and through their guidance and people their partners they are familiar with that also have been through the college application process that really guided us to submitting our applications. So when we got into schools, my school offered a partial scholarship, and Smart Liberia also served as like a medium for raising fund used from through their partners. They raise money and then sponsor the rest of our tuitions in college. So basically that's how it's been going like.
Wow, like that's really cool. Like as for my own part, like after years when I go back home 2017, I was like, you know what, I need to take a gap year. So I was like just doing like community projects and things like that, and then I got accepted to for the YYGS, the one in the US at Yale University. So like here, like for YAS program, like I wanted to come and study in the US, and then I didn't know about like how to go about the process. So like YAS like provided like all the process, the Year Long African Scholars Program. And then the YYGS, the Year Long Global Scholars Program, now like when I went for it, that's where I got my company. Like that's where I got my startup company that I'm currently working on, Fantech 3D. And then also the like you already know how to, you already know about college, but you don't know like what you're gonna be majoring. So after the program and doing the program, we everything was like for science and technology. So like I fell in love with it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna go in for computer science. And then I started like we did like a 2 weeks capstone program where we're in like we work on some 3D, some construction and some technology. And then from there, like I just started my company, and then that's what I'm currently working on. And I'm also like a uni student. I'm studying at Helmholtz University because like I took like almost like 2 year working, just traveling around. But yeah, now like I'm currently studying, and yeah, that's it. So like for you, like Abu, and for you, like Peter, like like the university lifestyle here in the US is different. It's really different. Like so what can you say? Like, how is your journey like throughout college?
It's very difficult, like you said, for international students.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's so many things we have to think of than like regular like American students that are here. For me, especially being a student athlete, it comes with like another burden to balance also soccer and school. Just the key is like time management, and my first year especially was very challenging. I wasn't used to how fast all the courses were moving, and my program was just like I felt like overwhelmed. Like I was very excited to be in Boston. I was like 19, 18, 19, just young and like, oh, I'm living in Boston now. Okay.
Exactly. I know the feeling.
Yeah, school doesn't matter that much, but then as like we get to like midterms, I realized that oh my God, like there's so much work and like so many reading, like projects and stuff that I have to do and I have to keep doing to stay on top of my work and also like whilst keep doing well like on the field. So it's very difficult and you have to think about your visa and stuff and food. I also tend to work on campus, so like just depending on my own, and you know me, like Francis, on a personal level, I try to like hustle and like try to like do stuff on my own, like personal projects, like just to
Exactly.
put it's very challenging, to be honest.
Exactly. Like more like like the goal is coming here as an international student, like you got exposed to a lot of opportunities, but like how to leverage this opportunity, how to make use of them. That's the thing that's what like a lot of international students are not making use of. Because like let me say, like if you're good in soccer and then you came to a university here in US, like you got exposed to a lot of opportunities how to better yourself, instead of like, I'm not saying you're not going to focus on your studies, but like you should like balance, like have like your passion that you're working on or something that you're working on. So by the time you graduate from college, you'll be like, okay, I'm not only graduating with a degree, but like I have another thing, like I'm going to be like a professional soccer player. Because like for you, Peter, I know you're going to be a professional soccer player. That's it. I know that for sure. So that's really tough. That's pretty tough. And then like and coming over to you, Fatou, how do you able to like overcome the all the odds throughout campus and throughout college and making it to be in the class of 2021?
The odds. I don't think we can ever finish overcoming the odds,
I
because
know,
we're always there.
I know.
I think we can just learn to cope and adapt. My first semester in college was, I don't know, for lack of better word, I would say crazy. And there's a lot of culture shock that I faced when I just came here, like coming from West Africa, and my
Exactly.
food, everything is so different. And when I came here, I was like, nope, I hate this place and I want to go back home. So there was always trouble, and sometimes I would just stay in my room whole night. I'm just crying. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know anybody here and I'm just here. But I think also it depends on where you are, because like even though it was really strange, but the community has been really supportive. So there were times when I was struggling with my classes, not only because I thought the classes were hard, because I was new to the environment, so that extra stress made everything a lot overwhelming. But my faculties were always open to talking about it. And one thing I also kept in mind was being open-minded. Like whenever my school was going on trip, whenever there was activities, I was always like always in the
That's
middle of
cool. That's
everything, just so
cool.
that I don't feel bored or alone. So that, because I know when I do, I will start crying and missing home. So I have to get involved to know the environment. But as time went by, like the challenges minimized, because I learned to cope and I learned to adapt, and things a lot bearable right now compared to my first semester.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Like like coming from West Africa and to come here to the US, like for the first, let me say for like for the first year, it's like a pre-orientation. You gotta get used to like the food. That's like one of the thing, like and then also moving around, like the GPS and stuff, how to move around, how to get used to people. That's really
I struggle a
confusing.
lot with
It's really, really confusing.
it.
It's really
Up to now, I
confusing.
still struggle with it.
Oh yeah. Like for me, like when I first came in, I was like, okay, I'm gonna move by myself. I'm gonna move by myself. Like the reason why? Because like when you're moving with someone, like you're not gonna, even if you get lost, you're gonna be like, oh, I got someone, I got my back. But like if you're moving by yourself, you're gonna be like, okay, now what next? Now my GPS is off, and I need to find my way out. So like you'd be like, hey, can you direct me where is my address and stuff like that? But that's really cool and things like that. So and like getting this opportunity is really like it's really like a lifetime changing. And so like what I want to say, like for me, and also like for people listening to this program, like we all of us are fortunate to come to the US to come and like to live the American dream, because the regular American dream is to get a degree and then that's still like continue working and get a lot of experience. So are you guys planning on gaining your master's, or are you gonna take like a 2 year gap year and get like a working experience or something?
Fatu, go if I
Yeah. Okay, Fatih, you can go.
So I do plan on getting an OPT first, but I'm between OPT and H-1B. So H-1B is like that visa where you get an employer, they can sponsor you for up to 3 years, and if they really like you, it can go up to 6 years. But my plan mostly is to get an OPT, which is like 1 year training for your where you can apply and be able to get a work experience within your particular area of study. I want to like get an OPT and then at the same time to work on moving to my master's. But if that does not work, I want to get an H1B to work for at least 2 years and then go get my master's, because from all my research, master's is more like a job-based learning than just regular academic degree. And I want to know what it feels like to be in the actual job market so that I can use that skill to better know what I'm getting out of my master's.
Oh, okay. So how about you, Peter?
Yeah, for me, I want to do my master's degree too. But there's so many issues, so many things to think about. 'Cause I have like with soccer, I can get like a scholarship for 1 year or 2 years to get a master's degree that I'm not gonna pay for financially. So like, why not just get it over with when I can, you know? Like,
Whoa,
you
whoa, whoa. I wish
Exactly.
I oh my God.
Definitely a cat.
Yeah, like seriously,
Yeah,
like you're getting
exactly.
like a
So
free
something I
ride
have
from
to
high school. You're getting like a free ride from high school to your master's degree through soccer. Whoa, you must be a good player. No, like seriously, Fatu. He must be a good player. Yeah, so go on.
So now the plan is just to graduate and apply to graduate school, get a master's degree somewhere, and then just move on with life. And yeah, but definitely, I mean, like Afatu said, a master's degree is like job-based like learning. It's not like academical like undergrad. So like, I think it would be very good to like put myself apart from like getting an entry-level job, to just get like maybe like a third-year experience if I get out. And then who knows, like maybe I might have a chance opportunity to play somewhere also. I mean, if I have earned my master's degree and I can play soccer, then.
Maybe like you're gonna get scouted by a team. No, like seriously.
But master's programs are also very flexible. Like you can do a part-time master program or just in the evening and take your time to, at the same time be like playing your ball and
Yeah,
play your football. Like
definitely.
career.
Platinum.
Yeah,
That's why,
exactly.
like, yeah, one of the benefits of like doing master's program here is like, you can do whenever you want, and just part time or whatever. You could be doing something else, so that's huge. Like, so, but definitely want to get it. I want to get my master's degree.
Oh yeah, Like for you
At this
mentor,
point,
like
I'm so tired and I don't want to do anything learning based for the next few months or year.
Oh yeah. Like for you, Peter, like it's very advantageous for you right now because football is not a plan B for you. Both of them like a plan A. Like you have your degree and then you have football. So you can say I can switch to this career or I can oh maybe let me just switch to let me just use my degree or let me just keep on playing football. And that's it's gonna take you a long way. And for me, like I'm ultimately your fan. Like seriously, if you, I know you're gonna blow, so stop saying maybe in your sentence because I know that's gonna happen. I'm gonna keep on watching you.
I
Like,
appreciate it.
seriously, I just wanna, I
I
just,
appreciate
yeah, like I just wanna wait
it.
for a time. I'm gonna, you're gonna be like, hey Francis, I'm having a football match in Camp Nou. I'm be like, oh boy, I'm coming over. Yeah,
My God.
and then Fatou, just like you said, like it's really nice to have like a working experience and to have like a sneak peek of the kind of job you want to the kind of job or the field you want to continue, you want to further your studying, and also what it's like to have like that working experience, working and then also studying, because like some people like sometimes you can get a degree and then you don't end up using it, and that's the society we're living in right now. People end up doing a job that something they're passionate about and making money for me instead of like making money from the degree. But I'm not saying you're not supposed to go get a degree, because like that's like a traditional set of learning. That's how they taught us like we should go about like all these steps. But I know like a lot of listeners, a lot of people drop out, but we are not that type. Like we are chasing the goal, and that's really cool. And then like what I want to say when I, what I want to say again, the question I have is like how are you guys able to adapt to the new to this to like this new normal, the new system of learning from the classroom and jumping over to the Zoom class? It's like, is the Zoom class boring or something, or do you miss going to in-person class or what?
I can just jump in there. I don't know, but it's a very difficult thing to explain, especially online, because the truth is, Zoom classes, I don't find them hard. I just there's a lot of lack of concentration.
Exactly. Because you can be doing your thing and then also doing your Zoom class.
Like just turn off your camera, and sometimes it's just like confetto. Traditional
Exactly.
classroom where you are forced to sometimes take part in group work that make you focus, but Zoom is just but at the same time, I think it have it both like both sides to it, because when you are online, you can be able to listen without necessarily feeling like you can always jump in class anytime and listen to the recordings and be able to study and catch up on material, compared to when you were like in traditional classroom.
So
I think it has
that's
both
the
upsides
disadvantage of what? Which one
and
is the advantage? I want to know the like the advantage of doing like the Zoom class or all of that.
downsides. The advantage for me personally, because I feel like sometimes I'm very lazy, is that I can just woke up and just jump online. Like I can be taking a nap in my room and my alarm ring like 5 minutes o'clock and I just log into
Yeah.
class. And also sometimes professors give you recording of classes. So in case maybe you were not paying attention to that particular class, something was going on for you, you can always go back to the recorded videos and be able to, reflect on what was taught
I
at
think
the
that
time.
like that's one of like the advantage. For in-person class you can be like oh I just woke up around 6 a.m. and then I have class 6:30. You'd be like oh I have to go and wash. You're always in a hurry. But like if you're doing like Zoom class you can be like okay oh I'm a little bit late, let me just click. Just like children of the internet, you just click and then that's it, you're online. And then for having the opportunity to have like a pre-record class wherein you can use it for your studies and something, that's a plus. I think the 21st century ways of learning right now is kind of like cool. We can be doing both Zoom and in-person classes for the ongoing. So how about you? How about you, Peter? Yeah, exactly. Instead of having one.
Just like for definitely agree with her. I think it's like something called Zoom fatigue. Just because we've been learning like this for a year now, like Lockdown started back in March last year. So like I did like summer school from like the spring, then summer school, and now, and it gets like, 'cause our rooms, like our normal living rooms, they're not classrooms. So like you get sometimes very lazy and too comfortable, and you're like, I'm home. This is my bed. My bed is right here. How can I be focused like in this 2 hour lecture, just paying attention, taking notes and stuff? It's very hard to stay concentrated, and
Exactly.
you're on your laptop, so like you can have so many things on your, you can be doing anything, and you can have your camera off. So like those are like the hard things with like online, but like you said, like we're living in like times of change, and like you just have to adapt. And for me personally, I have one of my classes that I have conflict with another class at the same time during the week, so I always listen to the lecture of one of them. It's like a 2 hour lecture during the weekend because it's recorded, so I don't have to be there in that class. So I actually just listened to it before I joined this program, and that's a huge benefit of like Zoom and online learning. So if that was like a regular in person, I don't have the liberty to do that, because like you can't take two classes at the same time. But now I can do that. So like those are like just the advantages, and especially with also people that are working like normal jobs and stuff, it's just something to get acclimated with and get ad to be adapted with.
Exactly. You know, like the new the 21st century way of learning is really helping the kids also. Like you can see like children that are already in preschool or they are taking Zoom classes. I'm like, you guys are taking Zoom classes at age 5 or something, and then that's really cool. Yeah, they're already a way of us, already ahead of us. And then
Way
like
ahead of us.
yeah, and like we are already coming to the end of the program, so like I just want us to share like a little bit of opportunities about like coming to study here in the US. Like from our own side, we can just like for Fatou and I, like we went for the YAS program, which was really a beneficial program for us, the Year Long African Scholars program. Because as for me, like wherever I go, like wherever I have the chance to talk, like that would be like everything started from YAS. I can say that because yeah, exactly. No, yeah. No excuse. Like if you see me giving a speech at the UN or having that bold time to talk to anyone, everything started from YAS, and then getting exposed to all these opportunities and how here in the US and on all across the globe, everything started from YAS. That's they get they like they have the credit. And you have like some people go for went for like a pre college program like the UWC and Africa Leadership Academy, and before coming to college. And that's really a nice program. Like for those listening to this program, like you can check it out. And then also for like the university application process, you can just go through the common application and things like that. Like you can have your teacher write you 2 letters of recommendation, and then what else? Like write like a 650-word essay, an essay, and then you have the ACT. Like for me, like I took the SAT and the ACT, so I don't know. Yeah, like when I came to the US, I took the ACT, and then in Africa, like you take the SAT and things. So that was really like actually you need these exams if you want to go, if you want to come and study to like one of these top universities, or like have like a full scholarship, or have like a scholarship to come to the US to come and study. For now, like I'm seeing like most of the top schools, like they're not taking, they're waiving the SAT. So it's really like a chance, but I know it's gonna be like it's gonna be competitive, because if you see in Stanford University or Yale waiving their SAT program, that means you have to have like all A's in your study, in all your academics, in all your courses. And like yeah, that's it. I'm like, you guys are saying you're waiving SAT, but it's not gonna be, that's gonna be a lot of competition. There's gonna be a lot of competition to get in. But like if you're like an A student, or you're just be like a student that have the passion to come here, like you can go through this program, and then you can also get in touch with one of us, and to like we can walk you through the process. As for me, like I've been like a mentor for the past 1 or 2 years, mentoring students to get access to all these opportunities, because like it's all about part of giving back to society and things like that. And yeah, we have seen a lot of students benefit from me and then coming here to the US to come and study. Because like for me, like the time I was doing my college application, you know the funniest thing is one of my friends that I helped to apply to college, he gained admission before me. I was like, bro, Like we went through the whole process because like when I was applying, I showed them everything. I was like, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to go and get your teacher recommendation. So we all went through the process. And then when it's time to like the January early decision, and then he got his admission. I was like, oh, Francis, I just saw a letter in my mail. I'm like, okay, let me see. And then when the guy showed me, I was like, bro, I'm still waiting for my I'm not seeing my. And then now you the one I helped, you just got your admission. I was a little bit jealous, but I'm like, okay, let me just be patiently waiting for my. And then luckily it came out. And then and it's really nice, like I'm studying and then also have the chance to focus on other things, like your passion. I can be doing a lot of things, like doing my talk show program, my podcast, and also for like the first EP that we just did right now, Your Voice Matter. Like I started all this idea like way back, but last year, but now we have the chance to do like the first EP. So like I'm gonna be having guests like you, and so where we can come and discuss about how to walk through all this process and talk about different topics about life and about success and how we can get ourselves ready after studying and to get along the process. So thank you guys for being my guest today and have fun.
It was an honor. Thank you.
One more thing. I have like a last four question here. Let me from the producer. One of the questions is, how will you spend your time if you're turned invisible for a week? If you turn invisible for a week.
Oh my god.
What to you, Fatu?
Okay. I feel like I'll do the things I've always done during my free time. That is, I like to write novels and stories. That will be at the top of my list. I'll listen to a lot of music and watch a lot of horror movies.
Okay.
But also I'll do a lot of reading. So I'm pretty like a routine person. There are some things that are just so constant that I do all the time. But I also work on building my dream company, which I know it's a long time, but it's that would be a great start.
It's not a long time.
I know. There's something I want to work on after I get my master's. So I'm not like saying now, but that would be like, you know, but the few things I'm going to start like in just a week, it's going to be reading, writing, watching a lot of movies, listening to music, and connecting with friends.
And then one more thing, Fatu. You know, like I'm still your contractor, right? I'm gonna build your 3D construction house. So you can have a like an apartment for you now in the US. But like when you're going back to Africa, let me just handle that. I'm gonna handle that area for you. So don't find anyone. I'm coming with my technology, okay? And then also for you, Peter, how will you get along with someone exactly like you, like your duplicate.
Well, I mean, I think I'm very down to earth, so like having someone that looks exactly like me won't be difficult to live with or be around. So like we'll figure something out, like 2 minds that think alike. I think we'll get along very well. I'm pretty easygoing, so I don't think we'll clash here. So if anything, we'll make something.
I know you guys gonna clash because, like, if you guys are competing for like a master scholarship or to get your PhD, and then they say they're only offer one person, be like, yo, you're not my bro.
Hey, then maybe we might clash, you know.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of scholarships out there for everyone. I think we can figure something out.
Just a follow-up, Peter. Do you think you guys will be boring together?
That's a good question.
Born together?
Boring, like just
so like
yeah. don't think so. I don't think so. I'm pretty outgoing, and I don't know. I always want to do, and I think he will want to do the same. I think eventually what will happen is we'll get tired of each other, and
That's
everyone want
it.
their own.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having it. It's like being a twin. Yeah,
Exactly.
you guys are gonna be doing the same stuff and same things together, and you get tired of yourself. And then one more last question for you, Fatou. The question would be like, if you had to come up with a new class that everyone is required to take in school, what will it be? Like, if you have to have like your own course or something.
Oh my God. Just recently in one of our classes, we were asked similar questions like that, and I had just so many things in mind. I think one class that I'll try to prioritize that I believe is important is like trade, simple skills like sewing, cooking, baking, and all those other like home management science that people can be able to use and be able to apply these skills outside of just acquiring their degrees. Because there are people who I've seen that have these skills and they implement it to be able to complement what they are studying. I know there are some schools that offer it, but I just think it will be a lot better than most schools prioritize trade and having people have real like skills they can be able to implement as they go through their learning process.
You know, like this question is it's like a similar college application question. I remember writing an essay about this somewhere, and they asked you like if you had the chance to teach like a college course, like what would it be and what would it be about? I think that was I don't remember the college, but I remember I wrote an essay about it, and then my response was like I think my response was like procrastination 101 or something. We are really like how to yeah, like you know, yeah, how to manage your time. You know, it's really easy for like for someone to just sit around. Like when you know to do, whenever you have a lot of time to do something, you always be like, oh, okay, let me just skip the task. I'm gonna finish this essay tomorrow. I'm gonna leave it for tomorrow instead of writing it now. And then when tomorrow comes, you be like, you have a lot of things on your plate, and then how can I focus on this? How can I focus on this? So that was my course. Like that was what I wanted to teach, because I'm like the a deadline type of person, if I can say that. Like I always finish work at the deadline, you know. Like but and whenever I finish work at the deadline, like it always comes out well and things. And but I'm always on the rush. And then like you know like yeah you know like if you want to I read a book, I think The Magic of Thinking Big. They say like if you want to you if you want your job to be get done easily, you need to give it to a busy person. If you give it to someone that have a lot of time, they will never do it on time. Like seriously, they will never do it on time. They will never do it on time. And then for you, Peter, I have a last question for you. Like if your life were a video game, which level will you be the most difficult to get through? If your life was like a video game, which level do you think would be the most difficult to get through? That's a tough one.
I feel like my whole life, every day, it's like a journey. It's like something to get through. There's so
Exactly.
many times, like you have goals that I set for myself. But I would say like right now, to be honest, because I have like a year, just under a year to graduate. And I feel like I have like a calendar that tells me like how many days I have exactly to graduate.
Oh
It's just
yeah.
like the rush and the I want to leave. I want to leave. I want to leave college.
that.
You and you can go on, you can go on.
Feel like that's like the most difficult part, like the having the patience to wait to like graduate, like just. Because I know I'm done. Like I've done all the core curriculum for my programs and everything. So like I can be a graduate and everything will be fine. Like I'm not lost or anything. But it's just a couple of classes that I need to finish and stuff. So So I'll say that's like probably the most difficult right now, but
Okay,
yeah.
and then like for before we go, like I already got myself ready, and I'm gonna make sure like I go for like both of y'all graduation. I wanna be part of that ceremony. Like I already told Fatu, I'm like, yo Fatu, I'm coming over to Indiana. Just let me know. You understand? I just wanna witness the process. You understand? And then like I'm gonna go to Boston because of you, Peter. That's I don't wanna miss that ceremony. I'm coming. And then what am I gonna say? Just like you said, every day every day is every day, and then every day we go through a lot of challenges, and then and in a more religious point of view, like you will say, there's never that you can never encounter, you can never like look back to a time you're in or point to something that God has never take you through like or like let you overcome the obstacles and things like that. And then all the challenges we face is like preparing for what we ask God for, or preparing for like what is next for us. And it's really tough. Sometimes it can be frustrating. And then like for me, like how I do my things right now, whenever I have like an obstacle, I'll be like, I will never say nothing. I'll be like, okay, this is how it meant to be. And then I can just do my own part, and then leave the whole process to God, and then just see how best I can focus and balance my time. And that's really cool. And thank you guys for being guests today in my program and my first episode of your Voice Matter talk show. And I hope to have you guys again. And because it was really nice talking to you. And bye. And
Thank you.
Anytime.
Bye
yeah
bye.
anytime. Done.